There are many things that could keep people up at night, but for some ANIAC residents...
You're talking about the FAA beacon.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one that wakes up everybody in their town when they're trying to sleep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I haven't got my rifle sighted on it yet, but might one day. But yeah, it's directly right on my house.
Dave Mattson owns an automotive shop and, for obvious reasons, doesn't like the new airport beacon. He lives close to Vince Winter, another resident who is also upset about the new beacon. Winter showed me where the beacon shines into his house when I visited ANIAC 2 weeks ago. So where are we heading to?
This is the living room. You can see the large window here.
Winter lives on the second floor of his house. That means the beacon shines right into the windows of his living room and his bedroom.
And on this floor, on this side of the runway, there's no obstructions. I have my living room and two bedrooms that this light, once it turns dark, comes on, and you actually basically need sunscreen in here because that's how bright the light is.
The old airport beacon used to be farther down the road. It was taller. And then, 2 months ago, the new beacon just appeared without any notification to residents. It's part of a big and expensive runway construction project that ANIAC must do to meet federal aviation requirements. And the solution to the beacon is complicated. Mattson says some people are trying to put together a petition to complain, but...
And I don't know if anybody knows where to submit it to.
Meanwhile, ANIAC's city manager has tried to come up with a solution with Kinnick Construction, which is in charge of the runway project. City manager Kevin Toothaker says it's too expensive to move the beacon. And moving it would just mean the beacon shines into other homes. Other suggestions include some kind of shield to soften the light or change the light's angle. But so far...
I'm more kind of mellow about it all because, you can't have... My father used to tell me you can't have pizza every day. Sometimes you got to eat Brussels sprouts. And that's kind of one of those things there. Something you just kind of got to make friends with.
He says that the beacon could guide people out on snow machines back to ANIAC. For now, Toothaker says he will bring up the concerns about the beacon with Kinnick Construction again next week. Reporting in Bethel and ANIAC, I'm Christy Schallenberger.